My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Our guy Kang was hit with some emotions last night watching the final episode of Receiver and reliving the very painful NFC title game loss to the San Francisco 49ers. And it got us thinking and talking about the game that you just never, ever, ever want to see ever again. You won't seek it out. If it's on, you'll flip the channel. You're just not watching it ever again. This might be the number one all-timer in Detroit because it was painful, man. Also, the sports takes that you are so sure of, you cannot be convinced otherwise. What do you got? Because I am fully on board with Jack Campbell being a star next year. 248-539-9797. Connor in an Amazon van writes in, my one thing that my friends know me for is fully believing the Wings will make the playoffs this year. Caden in Ann Arbor, my sports take, the Red Wings will make the playoffs next season, not as a wild card. First two, Red Wing related. Next text, unnamed texter, Jack Campbell, 2024, Time Magazine, Person of the Year.
Possible. Why not, Doug?
Possible.
Why not?
My sports take I am certain of is that Bo Nix will be a Pro Bowl quarterback. Love it.
Is that Sean Payton listening to the show?
He's all on board with Bo Nix. Tommy in Troy, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Doug King.
What's up?
Yeah, you know, the one game that still hurts to this day that I won't watch is when the Fab Five lost to Carolina in the championship game when they were sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should have had that game. They were the better team, and it just got away from them. And that was a tough one.
Yeah, that one for Michigan fans. It was right there. What a great basketball game in reality that was kind of, it's over, you know, nobody talks about the game itself. All they talk about is the timeout. And the truth is there was so much talent on the court that night, and it was a really good game. I think Carolina was a worthy champion.
They got to the championship game as freshmen.
Yep.
And, you know, I didn't mind that they lost because Duke was the better team by, you know, and they were leading that
Duke
game
was,
at halftime.
Duke was clearly the better team, and they ended up getting routed in the second half of that game. They
should have beat Carolina.
Either one of those teams. Carolina, I think, was a worthy champion, and Michigan would have been a worthy champion that year as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
A lot of things are overlooked in that game because of the timeout, Doug. I mean, for many reasons, that could be tainted for a lot of people, but just focusing on the court stuff, those young kids, those 19-year-old sophomores, back then, people stayed in school, you know? So you're going to go up against juniors and seniors, all Americans from the other school, like a blue blood, like Carolina. That's really tough to hang with them and ultimately try to beat them, which they didn't do. But that they were up. They had a very good chance of winning it all. And I think all that kind of gets lost because, you know, the timeout was such a big, for obvious reasons, a big, big moment.
You know, and if I recall correctly, I think in the last minute or two of that game, I remember Jimmy King having like a kill shot three-pointer Michigan might have been up 3, maybe 4 that would have just put Carolina in a world of hurt. I have a vague memory of that. I'm trying to find the play-by-play from that game to see if it's true. but yeah, that was a hell of a title game. 248-539-9797. Dave's in Clinton Township, and he is next here on 97.1. Hi, Dave.
Hey, fellas. A couple things. Number one, you will never convince me that Chris Spielman is just a special assistant. Never convince me of that.
That's his a great one.
Prince is all over this flipping team, so don't tell me he's just helping out.
Yeah.
I will guarantee before the GM knocks on Ms. Hamp's door, he's knocking on Spielman's door.
That's really funny, and it feels like there's evidence there that would imply that yes, he indeed is a big
and
part of building this team.
And the game that I never want to see, well, the championship game kind of trumped it, but I call it the Tom Waddle game in 92 after the Lions lost to Washington. The first game was in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Sanders had a great run. It was third and in the last drive that Chicago had,
yeah,
like 3rd and 7, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, every series of downs. And then Tom Waddle would catch the third down for a first down, and they just marched down the field in about 12 minutes to score the game-winning touchdown.
So this is the second game of the year back in 1990.
It was the first game of the year.
Okay. All right.
They lost to Washington in the championship.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So it was the first game of the next season.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just brutal watching Tom. Who the hell's Tom Waddle? Okay. Anyway,
Dave, in that moment in time, he was the best receiver in the league, huh?
Oh my God! It was third and long every series of play. First down, second down, great. You know, Forche was getting there, but oh my God,
that's funny.
That game.
That's funny that feels like a very random game to sting that much, but it's.
Well, the thing that makes it worse for me, I know you guys don't want to hear this, but I was in Hilton Head, Carolina, watching the game, surrounded by a bunch of damn Chicago Bear fans.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So that made it even worse.
Oh, it was horrible. Yep. Anyway, you guys.
Thank you for sharing. Lions Bears Week 1. I found a highlight package from that game. I'm gonna see how bad it was. 248-539-9797. Evan's in Northville, and next here on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Evan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So I wanted to call in today to talk about Bronny James and his two recent performances, because I know a lot of hate's been coming out from, like, Jaylen Brown was tweeting out or like saying like he's not a pro, and I just want to talk about that. I think he could develop and probably will develop into being an all-star, because you look at him and he was drafted, what, 55th compared to Alex Starr, who was drafted second, was like one for his last 20 or something, I believe. So I think like he's going to go out and he's going to silence a lot of critics, and I want to talk about, I'm sick and tired of the rhetoric that's come out about him.
You're fully convinced that Bronny's going to be a star?
Yes. I think you look at him, you look at who he's surrounded, I think he's going to mold into a J.J. Redick type player. with that type of coaching coming in. Obviously, we don't have to talk about who his dad is, but he's already got that pedigree with him. And I think you give him a couple years, he can mold into that 3-and-D type of guy that will eventually become an all-star in the league.
Interesting. This is one take I did not expect today.
That's funny because I'm fully convinced he's only drafted by the Lakers because his dad is LeBron James. I'm fully convinced of that.
Yeah.
Now, whether he's going to be a functional contributing player in the league, he's going to get his opportunity.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure. I don't think it's going to happen for him, but he'll have a chance. He'll know. I mean, he's got at least one believer here in Detroit for some reason.
Yes.
That's a call to not the expected take.
No, I did not. We were just talking about things you're just sure of. Kang was talking about watching that game against the 49ers, and he started getting fired up about Jack Campbell and how he could be so much better. And I'm like, I'm as convinced of that of any sports take I've ever had. What is it for you? 248-539-9797. And we're also talking about games you'd never watch ever again. First hour, we'd spend some time with the Tigers. Could they be buyers? Could they be buyers? AJ Hinch said something in the morning show. You'll hear it in the noon hour about that's what he wants to do. All that on the table today. Let's get back to your open line calls. Chris is in Clawson, and he is next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Doug. How you doing today? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about the one Detroit sports game I'd never go back and watch, and that would be a Tigers game, the 2012 ALCS game 6.
Yeah.
You just knew when David Ortiz walked up and Benoit was on the mound, you knew that thing was leaving the park, and the whole Hunter right field with the bullpen caught, man. My Red Sox friends will always send me that video on the anniversary of that play every day, and I'll open the text and I'll immediately close it.
You know what? That one hurt. That one hurt. That was game two, right? They were about to go up 2-0.
Well, I thought game two was Shane Victorino, but I might be mixing them up.
I could be too. I mean, I'll have to go back and look, but that was such a good Tiger team. That was such
was.
A good, and there was a called, if I recall correctly, there was a called strike in that late in that game that felt like it should have been a called strike and it wasn't. And I think it was Scherzer. Was it Scherzer on the mound?
I think so.
Yeah. And it cost him a bunch of extra pitches and it came back to haunt him.
Yeah. And I think even just the way that series started, and what he didn't do on it. You just felt so good about the way that we were playing in that series and then in the span of four games against us and it just completely reversed. So, but thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it. 248-539-9797 games that you just never, ever, ever want to see ever again. That just sting still to this day. Kang relived the San Francisco game last night in an unfortunate turn of events watching the show Receiver. It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 97.1, The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.